What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we're doing another episode rewind. We are spilling the tea on how to be your own best friend. And in this era of owning your sexy, radiant icons, there is nothing more important than learning how to be your own best friend, how to pour that love that we are so used to pouring into others back into ourselves. This episode, I know I keep saying this because I just love all the tea time sessions that we do, but this episode in particular was the season 3 premiere, and damn, did I kick it off with a bang with this one. I am so excited to press rewind very, very soon. But before we get into that, Radiant Icons, I dare you to check out our newest merch line for the spring, the Own Your Sexy collection. If you are watching on YouTube, then you may see that I am wearing our Hot and Healing baby tee in pink. It is literally so cute, so delectable. I'm also wearing the shorts, the little matching set. You can't see that obviously because I'm sitting down, but just know I'm wearing the little matching set. I have worn the Sexy and Iconic sweatshirt and matching shorts all day this week through work. I literally live in this collection. This is my favorite collection to date, not only because of what it represents in this new era of becoming for us Radiant Icons, but also it's just cute, comfy, iconic, and sexy. And like, who doesn't love a good loungewear set? Like, who doesn't? So make sure to own your sexy this spring, Radiant Icons, by grabbing your favorite pieces linked in the show notes below and also on daretobeiconic.com. Now, enough with the DTBI house cleaning. Let's just get to that piping hot tea, shall we? Let's get to that tea time session, Radiant Icons. Let's press rewind. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Let's start today's tea time sesh with a little check-in, a little post-breakup check-in, because one of the most requested, or honestly, I guess, asked questions since the season 2 finale has been, how am I doing post-breakup? And what am I doing differently in this healing process for this breakup as compared to that breakup that caused me to start Dare to Be Iconic? And well, the number one thing I can say is that this time around, I am living the single life with intention. I am balancing my day job and Dare to Be Iconic and having an actual social life for the first time in like forever in my life. Like for the first time in 26 years, I actually have a social life. And I know that's weird because it's like, Amanda, you're like always out with your girlfriends or you're always out celebrating life and like living life and blah, 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 blah. But really, I've never felt like I truly started living until this breakup, until I started my Radiant Reign era. And I think because in this breakup, what's so different is that I have such a strong sense of self coming out of this breakup because I did all that internal work, that first breakup with the letter in the box, right? That caused me to start Dare to Be Iconic. I did all that internal work. I looked at the really ugly or not so shiny, not so pretty parts of me. And I worked on them for 3 years by myself. I didn't talk to anyone romantically during that time. I didn't even try to put myself out there. And I was very anti-men. Again, I think the common denominator is that I've always been anti-men, but that's not the point. That's not the point of this check-in, actually. But still, right? Like, I did all that internal work and I built a strong sense of self so that when I went into that relationship with now my most recent ex-boyfriend, I knew who I was. I knew what I was capable of, but I didn't know it to the full extent. I had an inkling of what I was going to learn with my recent ex, Sebastian. I knew what I was going to learn in that relationship as soon as I stepped foot into it. And it was true. It was true. I manifest everything in my life, and I guess I manifested that one. And I knew that in that relationship with my current ex, Sebastian, that I was going to heal from a past trauma in my life, that it was going to be the kickstart to finally healing from it, because I've been putting it off for now 8 to 9 years of my life. And being in that relationship with my recent ex really showed me what I was capable of in healing from that trauma, but also showed me all the work that I've done on myself shines through. And I am so, so thankful for that, because it allowed me to step into this next era of my life, right? Where I embrace the freedom and the liberation and the empowerment and all those other amazing adjectives that I keep using to explain this era. That's what I've been feeling, and that's what I've gained. On the other hand, of what I haven't really shared on socials yet, and I've decided, well, you know what? Let's go big on the season 3 premiere and just talk about it. Well, it may not seem like it, but I have been struggling with this breakup. There is so much happiness and independence that I gained from this breakup, and that is beautiful and that is amazing, and I love that for me. What I don't love for me is owning both sides of the coin, and that's owning the really hard parts. It's owning the frustration and the hurt and the embarrassment. And I know you're probably like, Amanda, you have nothing to be embarrassed about. And that's so true. Like, you are so right. And I know you're so right. Like, even my friend Amanda had told me when we were going to heels class, like, there's nothing for you to be embarrassed about. But the truth is, I am. I am so embarrassed that I opened up my heart to someone after 3 years of being single and believing in them and trusting in them and talking about it on this podcast and sharing that part of my life with you guys, for it to only kind of like blow up in my face. And I didn't think I was going to get emotional, because this episode is not supposed to be like sad or whatever, but it's the embarrassment of trusting the wrong person that really like cuts me to my core and kind of like stabs me in the heart. To be very graphic, so you guys can kind of feel what I'm feeling. I get really, really, really frustrated at myself, because it's like, oh, I should have known better, right, than trusting him. I should have known better, and I should have just kept on going the way I was going, because my life before him was so great. But then I also think I was in blissful ignorance. I was avoiding this huge part of my life that I just like kept avoiding and pushing off for 9 years. And when I was with him, I was forced to deal with it head on. And again, like, I wouldn't have gotten that if I didn't go into that relationship, right? And that's been so life-changing in this journey for me in healing. But I still get really embarrassed and I still get really hurt and frustrated, but it's all directed towards myself, because I feel like I should have known better, because I know better, right? And that's what keeps coming up sometimes when I'm trying to heal, even when I'm choosing my time intentionally to enjoy my own presence and be in my own company. Those waves of frustration and embarrassment and hurt and honestly even shame still come up. And the mindset switch that I have tried to use, right, when it gets really hard and like everything just hits me like a load of damn bricks, right? It just smacks me in the face. I remind myself of this. It is more embarrassing for him to have fumbled me, because it is never embarrassing to fall in love or to love someone so openly. It is never embarrassing to lean into your feelings. It is never embarrassing to wear your heart on your sleeve. What's embarrassing is fumbling someone who gave you that love. That's embarrassing. So if you are also in this post-breakup era, and you're like, damn, Amanda, I feel a lot of embarrassment and shame and frustration and hurt, and I don't know what to do, I encourage you to do a mindset switch, because you know we love a good mindset switch here at Dare to Be Iconic. And I realized that I was using this mindset switch in every other area of my life except in this area. And I really need it in this area. So I encourage you and I challenge you to do the same when you feel those waves of not so shiny emotions. But apart from those not so shiny emotions that I allow myself to sit in and feel, even though I don't want to, I feel immense waves of fun and freedom and joy and happiness in this era. Going back to living the single life intentionally, right? It's allowed me to learn how to be my own best friend. I know that in my breakup from the letter and the box X, I never learned how to be my own best friend. It was a lot of that nitty-gritty internal work. I never got to the stage of learning how to enjoy my own presence and how solitude really can be empowering. And if you've been following me on social since the season 2 finale, then you already know what I'm hinting at here. It is my new series, Sexy, Single, and Iconic, The Solo Diaries, where I romanticize the single life one iconic day at a time. And for the month of September, I took myself on solo dates. I intentionally made time for myself. I intentionally embraced the empowerment of solitude. I intentionally embraced this learning process of how to be my own best friend. That series has been so transformative for me because not only was it fun going on these different solo dates, they transformed my relationship with myself. Because I'm a firm believer that the longest relationship we will ever be in our lives is the one with ourselves. So we need to learn how to be our own best friend. And each solo date that I took myself on in this new era allowed me to walk away with a lesson and get to know myself on a deeper, more intimate level. And you know what? I would have never learned that about myself if I didn't push myself outside of my comfort zone and go on that solo date. No matter how scary it was, no matter how overwhelming it could have been, I took myself on the date because I chose to put myself first in a different way that I never have done before in my past breakup, right? In that past healing journey of, you know, becoming who I am meant to become. And I just want to go through real quick what I learned from each solo date. When I went to the singles mixer, that was my first solo date. That was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. I don't have that many single friends to begin with, but even the single girlfriends that I do have, none of them could go to it, right? They didn't want to go or they were busy, whatever it was. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go by myself. And I'm so happy I did because from that first solo date, I learned how to own my power and how to own my presence. I was so comfortable with being in a room full of single people and just owning who I am. I've never done that before in my life. That was challenging and scary, and I'm so happy I did it. I think it was a great kickoff to the solo date series for me. Then I went to Hollow Scream Orlando. Fun fact, I was actually supposed to go on a date to that event, but he canceled on me. And you know what? I said, fuck that. I'm going to go. I'm going to go on that date because I want to do this. And from that solo date, I learned that I can do what I want. I can do what I want because I'm single. I have no one holding me back. I am not tied to anyone. So if I want to go to Hollow Scream Orlando, I'm going to go to the damn thing and I'm going to have a good ass time because I was falling in love with my own company again. I truly was by myself and embracing that feeling of being solo and that freedom to do what I want. The next solo date was a journaling date because that week was so damn hard for me and I was really battling those waves of embarrassment and frustration and hurt. So I challenged myself to sit with the emotions that I have been avoiding. I was accepting the hard stuff so that I can finally break free, right? Or break up with the past to fall in love with this future that I am creating. After that, I went to a heels class. You guys have probably seen that on social media, but it's been really hard for me in this breakup to connect back to my body. And by going on this heels class, not only has it allowed me to go back to an art form that I loved when I was younger, I loved and loved and loved dance class. And now being able to go back to dance class, I've been able to reconnect with my body and reconnect to my sensuality, which is a new feeling that I've never really allowed myself to feel before. And it's been really interesting and nice. And the last solo date, or the most current solo date, because it will not be the last, is I took myself out to lunch in a new city. I went to the Under 30 Summit. You guys probably have seen it on social media. And it was in Columbus, Ohio. And I was representing Dare to Be Iconic. It was my first big solo work trip for DTBI. And it was the most mind-blowing experience of my life. It was so, so cool to be in a room that I've only ever dreamed about. But I decided to fly in a day early and have that whole day for myself and really challenge myself more than just flying on a plane by myself, because you know I hate flying. And that, to me, is already challenging. But I decided to take it a step further. I decided to take myself out to lunch and explore the city. And at first, it was really intimidating, you guys, because I thought everyone was looking at me. But the matter of the fact is, no one gives a shit about what you're doing. No one is so focused on you. Everyone is focused on themselves. No one is wondering why you're going to lunch by yourself. No one is wondering why you have a journal with you and you're journaling by the window and eating your brown sugar pie. No one gives a shit. No one truly gives a shit about what you're doing. No one does. Okay? That is all in your head. And that's what I learned, is that it's all in your head. That fear of judgment, that fear of people looking at you, that fear of whatever it is, it's all in your head. Because people are so concerned with themselves, they do not notice that you are at lunch by yourself. And that solo date in particular gave me confidence in being seen alone. Because again, I had this huge fear of judgment, of people wondering, oh my God, why is she eating lunch by herself? Oh my God, why is she there by herself sitting by the window? And blah, 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 blah. Like, I thought everyone was looking at me. No one could give a shit less. It was a Saturday afternoon in Columbus, Ohio, and I was there by the window eating my brown sugar pie, enjoying my life and enjoying my presence and enjoying being seen alone. I gained confidence in that skill. And also, I was open to new connections. You never know what's going to happen when you are by yourself. So I started talking to the people next to me, and I met this really cool group of people that they even invited me to their house party later that night. Like, that would have never happened if I was with someone else, because I would have been so engaged in that conversation with that other individual. I never would have, you know, had the courage to, one, go to lunch by myself, but also turn to the table next to me and be like, hey, are you guys from Columbus? Like, what's good around here? What should I do? And we started that conversation, and you know, they enjoyed it so much, they invited me out to their birthday party. Like, girl, what? That was insane. But the point of this is, each solo date was a step toward becoming my own best friend. These solo dates weren't just fun for me. They were intentional in my healing journey. It allowed me to learn that, you know what? Being your own best friend is the best foundational skill that you can gain. This will be the longest relationship you have in your entire life, is being with yourself. So why not make it iconic? Why not learn how to enjoy your own presence? How to be confident in being seen? How can you transform your relationship with yourself? That was the challenge that I took on this solo date journey. And so I know you're all wondering, Amanda, how do I become my own best friend? I got you, Radiant Icons. Here are my 5 simple steps on becoming your own best friend. Let's get into it. Step number 1, date yourself on purpose. You need to make time just for you, and you need to be intentional with the time that you set away for yourself, whether it's 5 minutes of your day or whether it's a whole night dedicated to dating yourself. You need to do it, and you need to be intentional with it. Step number 2, sit in those feelings. Sit in the happiness, sit in the joy, but also sit in the sadness, sit in the hurt, sit in the embarrassment. I know step 2 is not fun. Trust me, I've been there a lot in this healing process of sitting in my feelings and sitting in the not so fun feelings. As you guys know from earlier in this tea time sesh, I've been struggling with a lot of embarrassment and a lot of frustration and hurt and sadness, honestly. And well, you got to force yourself to sit in those feelings, whether it's journaling or meditating or just being honest with yourself, like having a tough conversation in the mirror or, you know, going on your hot girl walk, putting your headphones in and having those tough conversations and pretending you're on a phone call with someone else. Yeah, no, you got to do it. You got to do it as uncomfortable as it feels. We grow in the uncomfortability. We grow in that uncomfortability, Radiant Icons. So you got to force yourself to sit in those feelings. You got to force yourself to deal with the ugly truth that you've been avoiding. Sit in them. It's not pretty, but it's going to be worth it on this journey of learning how to be your own best friend. Step number three is reconnecting with your body. And I know I mentioned in my little recap of my solo dates that this step is connected to going to heels classes and really celebrating and honoring my physical self and honoring the movement that I want to do. And for me, I choose to do dance. I choose to do heels dance. And I think it's because a big part of my healing journey this time around is embracing my sensuality and embracing my body and being so confident in my body, because as we know from previous tea time sessions, I haven't always loved my body, and my journey with my sensuality has always been hard because it's linked to traumatic events for me. And in this stage of healing from this relationship, I'm making it a point to reconnect with my body this time around and reconnect with my sensuality, or honestly, just start exploring it and what feels good and looks good to me in that sense of movement. What does that look like? How do I carry that with me? How do I carry that sensual confidence when it comes to a heels class? How does it trickle into every other area of my life, right? I know what I say on socials. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hot, like this and that. And I do believe that about myself. Like that's my confidence right there. But there's a part of me that's not healed. And doing a heels class has allowed me to slow down and take that time, because heels classes, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, it's very slow movements. They are all slow and intentional and just sensual and va 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 boom. And I don't think I've ever taken the time to truly think about how it feels to reconnect with my body and be comfortable in my skin in that way. And so when it comes to step three, I encourage you to push yourself outside of your comfort zone or do something that you've always wanted to do, whether it's a heels class, whether it's reformer Pilates, whether it's going on a walk, a run, a jog, a Zumba class, like whatever it is, do whatever it is to reconnect with your body, because it is so worth it, you guys. That honestly, paired with step number two, has been the most transformative in this healing journey for me. Now, let's go to step number four. Step number four is hyping yourself up. I'm talking affirmations. I'm talking mirror pep talks. I'm talking celebrating those wins, because you know here at Dare to Be Iconic, we love celebrating those big and small iconic wins, because every win is a win, Radiant Icons. And so you need to hype yourself up. You need to tell yourself that you're doing a damn good job at enjoying your own presence, that you're doing a damn good job at learning how to love solitude, because embracing solitude is a strength. It is a strength, because being single is not a punishment. It is a blessing, and it is freedom, and it is so many other words. But you need to hype yourself up when you're not feeling like the radiant icon that you are. You need to hype yourself up. Talk to yourself as if you would talk to your best friend. Oh, wait, you already are your best friend. You already are your best friend. So let's put that skill in use, okay? And step number five, stay curious. Stay curious, radiant icons. Try new things alone. Try new things alone to learn who you are outside of others. If I never took myself out to lunch, if I never went on that trip to under 30 by myself, if I never went to that heels class alone, if I never went to Hollow Scream alone, if I never went to that singles mixer alone, I would have never known or learned who I am outside of others, because I was so used to having someone there with me. I was so used to always having that one go-to person that I can lean on. By being by myself, by being solo, not lonely, it forced me to learn who I was outside of the company of another individual. And I think that is one of the most amazing things about learning how to be your best friend is you need to learn how to stay curious, because that's where you learn the most about yourself. All right, Radiant Icons, before we wrap up today's Tea Time Sesh, we're going back to one of my favorite segments. It's the DTBI Hotline. So let's get into these questions because you guys sent some good ones. The first one is, what's your advice for handling waves of loneliness as a single woman? Loneliness is an emotion, and we all will experience loneliness or that feeling of loneliness in our lives, no matter if we are single, in a happy relationship, whatever it is, we all will experience that emotion of loneliness. And I challenge you that when that emotion of loneliness comes up, you need to look at the root of it. What is coming out of it? Am I seeking attention, validation, company, whatever it is? You need to get to that root of that emotion of loneliness and give it to yourself. So for instance, if I am feeling this emotion of loneliness, I need to look internally of what is it that I really want right now, because there is something at the root of this loneliness that I am feeling of why it came up, right? And it may be that, you know what, I really just want company right now. Okay, so how can I, me, myself, and I, give myself this feeling of company that I am craving? Because that's why that emotion of loneliness came up, right? That's why I'm feeling this wave of loneliness. So I challenge you to look inward, look at the root of that feeling of loneliness, and then give it to yourself. This question is good. It's allowing me to look introspectively. So let's get to it. How do you rebuild self-trust after heartbreak? As I mentioned earlier in this tea time sesh, I've been struggling with a lot of not so happy emotions in this post-breakup era, right? And a part of my heart is broken, right? It's embarrassed, it's frustrated, and it's hurt. And for me, learning how to rebuild self-trust after this heartbreak. And I know it's going to sound so cheesy, you guys, but it truly is learning how to be my own best friend. By going on these solo dates, by doing the sexy, single, and iconic solo diary series, it's really allowed me to rebuild the trust in myself that maybe that I lost a bit, or that I didn't feel so confident in, because, you know, I mentioned I've been struggling with the I should have known better, right? That's the feeling that, you know, comes up sometimes when I feel embarrassed. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed because I feel X, Y, and Z, or I feel frustrated because of X, Y, and Z. And I turn it back onto myself, and there's no need for me to do that, right? But it's so normal and it's so valid, right? It's such a valid reaction to have in this heartbreak, post-breakup, whatever the hell you want to call it, stage. And for me, rebuilding self-trust has looked like learning how to be my own best friend again, is learning that singleness is a blessing and I need to embrace this era of my life because it's happening for a reason, right? It's happening for reasons that maybe I don't know. And I do know one of the reasons is because it has to happen for me to become the Amanda that I'm supposed to become. And I need to trust myself again. And trusting myself again looks like taking myself on a date every week or so and learning who I am away from others. It's learning how to enjoy my own presence. It's pushing myself outside of my comfort zone and reconnecting with my body. So if you're looking on how to rebuild self-trust, I challenge you to take yourself on a solo date. I challenge you to learn how to be your own best friend. I challenge you to implement the steps that I mentioned earlier on in this tea time sesh. I challenge you to do that. And I think that's the first step on building self-trust after heartbreak.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him and I won't let him kill me, so.
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
All right, Radiance Icons, that is your Tea Time Sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because we love more. What say you with me, Radiance Icons? We love more Radiance Icons in our iconic community of ours. Oh my goodness, I will truly never get tired of saying that because I just love you guys so much. We are literally the most iconic club out there. Like, you guys do know that, right? Like, we're owning our sexy together and we're daring to be iconic together. Like, what? Like, we are literally so iconic. I love it, you guys. But let's just chat about next week real quick because I am so excited for it. Next week's Tea Time Sesh, we are spilling the tea on how you can heal out loud through movement and own your power by reconnecting to your body. This topic in particular is something that hits so close to home with the journey I am particularly on when it comes to this own your sexy chapter of my life. It has to do with my relationship trauma and it has to do with this whole everything basically I mentioned in the Own Your Sexy episode. At the beginning of April, and I'm really excited to spill the tea on what I have learned when it comes to reconnecting to your body and how you can too, so we can heal out loud together, because this year is not only about owning your sexy and turning your pain into power, it's about healing out loud as well, because all of them intertwine together. 2026 is the year of freedom, like I said. And we will have the freedom to be us in our bodies. We will have the freedom to turn our pain into power. We will have the freedom to own our sexy and redefine it for us. And this chapter just keeps getting better and better. And I can't wait to spill the tea on everything I've learned so that we can reconnect to our power and our bodies and heal out loud together, Radiance Icons. So with that, I'll chat with y'all next week. Remember, Radiance Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.